Janet could be here doing this, but I think I can also report because I've been part of the development of that organisation for many years. So in the call to action, I think we also have to understand how partnership works and that it takes a long time and about building up of relationships over those periods of time. For some people in the room who might not know what the word IGAT hope means, it means I have or we have or there is hope. So in the context of PNG, when things have been very difficult, that expression has really meant something for people living with HIV in Papua New Guinea. There's already been a slide put up about PNG, but I thought this was a great slide that Mark Catani from IGAT Hope sent through the other day, which maps out all the different groups of people living with HIV who have formed around the country. Many years ago, there was just one small group, and that small group was in Port Moresby. And as time has gone on, the work has extended to these other provinces and other groups have formed. So IGAT Hope is doing a very good job of keeping these groups together and keeping a national voice going. This is just a bit of background about partnership, really, because some of the early work between our organisation and IGAT Hope, it wasn't funded. It was just peers. It was just people working together. And we met through a study tour, and I think it was Joe Berham and Max Meir were part of the first two people who came across, and people living with HIV who were learning about what was going on. Then we moved into a more formal partnership arrangement with various funding supports. But also, you know, the HIV epidemic and treatments context between Australia and PNG was very, very different. And so nothing could be assumed, I think. But we thought that the HIV positive peer support was pretty fundamental to the collaborative work. Look, this is one start to the story, and it's just the way that I thought of it. The earliest engagements were unfunded, just people working together because they had to. Then we had some people come across from Papua New Guinea in 2003 to the conference in Cairns, and it was the ASHRM conference in Cairns. And at that time, many people were too scared to disclose their HIV status. So a group came over and there was a lot of listening and talking going on. Eventually then there was funded support from the Australian government. And with that funded support between 2005 and 2008, the organisation representing people living with HIV in Papua New Guinea was built up. There was the idea of how an organisation works, so governance trainings, helping to build support in the districts, increasing the visibility of IGAT Hope and thinking about how do people living with HIV actually engage in policy and changing things. But also what had to go with that was about living healthy and peer support programs. Following on from that, the Australian government did continue to provide some support from 2009 to 2012, and that was under the SUNUP one-time contracts, Stand Up and Be Strong. So with that, IGAT Hope, they had elections, good processes, they expanded the networks, they had two national summits, the stigma index was implemented in the Southern Highlands, and people started thinking about this concept of treatments advocacy. Some of it was crisis management, because in 2010 there was also a stockout in that period, a very serious one. Some of the collaboration activities over the years, well, the first collaboration activity was creating a safe space for people living with HIV, because those people who were first diagnosed with HIV and PNG, it wasn't safe for them. The second thing was learning about HIV. That took a bit of work. Next thing, why should I take this medicine? Because the first people who took any medicines, people saw them die. And so the question came, why would I take this? Why should I continue to take this medicine when people were still, sadly, still dying, mainly because of adherence or supply system problems. Then some of the Get Hope people started saying, what's the psychology of what we're experiencing? You know, what's happening to us personally? What's happening to our friends? How do we understand how to keep going? So we've done a bit of work on that. And then what I see happen was the Get Hope people went, well, now we've learnt to look after ourselves. Well, how do we look after others? And that's when the concept of peer counsellors and peer educators in clinical settings became very important. And I think it's a healthcare workforce response in Papua New Guinea to actually be engaging those people living with HIV and using their energies and experiences. I'm not a basic scientist, I'm not a clinical scientist, I'm a social scientist, but I think social scientists are still capable of saying there are findings. So some of the findings are that we've learned about development, we have to learn about working in cross-cultural contexts sensitively. We learnt that the concept of funded and unfunded inputs in PNG was very tricky, because it's a very, very tricky experience. We learned that everything we had to do had to be a co-facilitator activity. Susie Solomon and Florence Momo ran a workshop for the women in Port Moresby about a month and a half ago. Myself, Rose, Delma and Theo had a bit of talk about the role of positive people in representations. There have been challenges over the years for the EGOT Hope Board, and that group of people, they're from poor, low income, so they had to learn a lot. They had nothing, but they saw EGOT Hope as a way of surviving, actually. And we also have to remember that prior to the year 2000, there were not many successful civil society organisations in Papua New Guinea. So when we started talking about a group like Get Hope, people said, oh, how can this happen? You know, we don't work this way, but it has happened and that organisation has continued. And so that there's a board with Janet, Florence, Maura, Carol and the fellows backing them up. Sometimes there were contradictions in the partnership approaches. We were funded by AusAid to do certain things. That wasn't necessarily what the group of people were asking us to do at that particular time. And I think thinking about partnership work in the future in our call to action, I have to think about how to be flexible within the ways that funding comes through. Treatments advocacy, well, we've heard a lot from Dr. Boas about the treatment situation. We did a review with EGAT Hope in 2013. Myself and Tim Leach put together a nice document, but we also did a bit of a review last year with the group. Some things worked, some things didn't. What works is getting people together. So Dr. Dala, I hope you don't mind your picture up here with Janet talking to the third National Conference of People Living with HIV in PNG. Which was very energising for that group of people because they hadn't had a chance to get together and talk. The Get Hope manager, Alfred Marks, addressing the conference. Wonderful diversity. Someone like Margaret Marabe from the Hela province, always asking difficult questions but encouraging things to move on. We've learnt that some things could have been done better. I won't go into all those details at the moment. Final notes, I do worry that some of the larger international donors do not kind of get the concept of how people living with HIV can be meaningfully involved. Our work is no longer funded by AusAid or DFAT, and thankfully Bernard Asham and Afeo and others are picking up on some of that support. But I have to say that until there is some core funding for that group from EGAT Hope, and I know that you're talking about what can happen following on from the summit, I don't feel that there ongoing nature is ensured until there is core funding for the group. That's the new approach coming from the National Summit. Some specific questions about the core support for that group. And there is no other organisation like EGAT Hope that can converse and communicate with the diverse groups across PNG. And I think I'll leave it at that. And I'm glad that NAPWA can contribute to the to the call for change. Sorry that Janet couldn't be here presenting, but I hope I communicated what that organisation has been doing and a bit of their history.
Yeah.